Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A naked man has been filmed walking across a gas station parking lot to ask help after he got a sex toy stuck up the back end.
Oh, man. We didn't hear the line. Can you walk back and do it again?
The unnamed man went towards an ambulance that was at the gas station to seek help from the crew.
Excuse me, fellows.
It's not known how the sex toy became lodged in him, but the paramedics were quick to offer help.
I have a doorknob wedged in my ass.
The incident was filmed in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Ah.
Other footage shows him pacing up and down in front of police officers, shouting and slapping his legs in apparent discomfort.
Wow.
He approached the ambulance crew. One of the officers attempts to speak to the man in the video, but the nude citizen walks away shouting, "Call the doctor!"
Doctor!
Reports suggest the man was taken away from the scene in the ambulance to have the alleged dildo removed.
Was it an alleged dildo or a real one?
I didn't really find out. I don't know. The ambulance was...
Let's just call it the alleged dildo.
Was reportedly called by workers at the gas station.
Why couldn't he have been at home and called?
I don't know the details.
I have a medical emergency. I got to get down to the gas station.
Something stuck in my butt.
Yeah, something stuck in my butt. Listen, I'm going to call you from the gas station.
A man escaped serious injury after his mobile home exploded Wednesday morning. The caller reported that he woke up in a snowbank and his house was in pieces. And that's literally what happened when emergency crews...
What the hell happened? Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! How did I get here?
When emergency crews arrived, they discovered a trailer had exploded and the victim was thrown clear of the destruction. The state fire marshal is looking at it. They said,
"What's this in my butt?"
They said there's nothing left. I don't know. I'll meet you at the gas station.
I'm going out of the gas station.
There's nothing left, and what little was left was burning. A gas leak is the suspected cause of the explosion. Residents living more than a mile away felt the blast.
That's why I live in fear. Are you like me, Preston? When you start this, my nose is really good for this stuff. I get the slightest whiff of anything like gas or anything in the house, I'm completely paranoid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I do smell it.
Because, you know, the thing we were both watching, I think it was a year and a half, 2 years ago, that house, Western PA, blew to bits.
Yeah. And I don't know how this guy survived. The man ended up about 20 feet outside of his mobile home after being blown out of it while sleeping. They theorize that because of the 4 to 5 feet of snow still on the ground, the explosion was unable to go outward like it normally
it
would.
Went up.
And was forced up like a bomb.
But to be honest, a popping birthday balloon could blow up a mobile home.
The hospital is reporting that he's very sore, but no broken bones or burns. So
he should be dead.
He got really, really lucky. The Toronto lawyer who attacked a St. Thomas, Ontario family with a baseball bat and called them terrorists was suffering from a drug-induced psychosis at the time of the incident, his lawyer and psychiatrist say. Mark Phillips pleaded guilty to one count of assault causing bodily harm. He was given a conditional discharge with 3 years probation. This is in Canada, by the way. He was originally facing more serious charge of aggravated assault. With his mental health declining in the preceding months and weeks, Phillips had smoked 3 or 4 joints before driving to London and then to nearby St. Thomas, getting into arguments with people that he believed to be Muslims targeting him along the way, his lawyer said.
Don't you find all this stuff with this pod and super powerful, like, synthetic stuff and these people freaking out and becoming violent? There was somebody who's hypothesizing that, forget the zombie apocalypse, this is what's going to be the wave of the future as far as this sort of stuff, this nightmare attack, you know, from people who are all hopped up on this stuff.
I think this guy's just a racist a-hole.
Yeah.
A psychiatrist who has been working with Phillips since his arrest said the personal injury lawyer had no insight that that marijuana use was affecting his mental state.
He's attacking him with a bat, right?
Yeah. Once he stopped smoking, Phillips was able to have clear thoughts, the psychiatrist wrote in a report. In fact, it wasn't until weeks later, after he'd been released from jail and the drugs left his system, that Phillips watched the YouTube video of the incident recorded by the family. He was lunging at the Estepa family, wild-eyed and demanding, while wielding a baseball bat. Originally from Colombia, family members were speaking Spanish when they were confronted by Phillips in the parking lot, and he yelled at them, lunged at them with a baseball bat, called them terrorists, and said that they were not welcome in Canada. But believe it or not, they've let this guy off on a lesser charge.
We're looking at footage of him.
Yeah,
you can tell.
Yeah, crazy, insane. All right, and then we'll do a lighter story. A man who broke into a police station pooped on the front counter and was eventually caught wearing a stolen police hat.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find a gas station.
So this was in Ireland. Michael Brennan was filmed relieving himself after breaking in through a side window at the empty Garda station in Lifford County, Donegal, Ireland.
Anyone in here?
Camera footage caught him leaving the station wearing one of the police hats.
Just left some evidence.
Just before officers arrived at work. During the early
morning... Look at him, a police officer.
During the early morning raid, Brennan stole two Garda caps, a pocket diary, handcuffs, a car key, and a vest, and a flashlight and two Garda radios. Police took forensics from Brennan's leftovers, his poop.
Oh, my God.
And began the hunt to find him, and it wasn't long before they did. Now, you might have thought that he would go underground after such a brazen incident, but he was eventually picked up by police, and what gave him away? He was wearing that stolen police hat, and they didn't immediately release him. He was behind the criminal damage. They didn't believe that he was, realize that he was behind the criminal damage at the police station, and he was jailed for 3 months for possession of stolen goods. But officers later identified him as the man behind the break-in. And he finally appeared in court, which he pleaded guilty to causing criminal damage.
So
the pooping on the desk of a police station.
The precinct was closed down?
Yeah, it was empty at the time when he did it. So he broke in.
Right.
And then he pooped on the desk. So he got busted. It happens.
All right. Of course it does.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Well, let's talk about food. In Durham, North Carolina, there's a place called Bull City Burger and Brewery. And they're offering guests burgers topped with a hairy, giant tarantula.
Oh, come on.
I kid you not. The promotion is part of their 6th annual Exotic Meat Month, which celebrates the restaurant and brewery's anniversary by serving burgers made from meats eaten around the globe each March and April. The burgers offered on the menu include during the promotion include alligator, iguana, python, bison, turtle, bugs, among others.
Stop eating!
But this is only the second year that they have offered the tarantula challenge.
Are they selling?
Yeah, brave customers who can clean their plates get a tarantula challenge t-shirt and bragging rights.
And a lifetime of regret.
According to the restaurant, the tarantula burger is $30, 100% North Carolina pasture-raised beef burger with Gruyere cheese, oven-roasted tarantula, and spicy chili sauce served on a fresh house baked bun with a side of dirty fries.
What about bat, Preston? Do they serve bat?
Yeah, but you like them.
I like them crispy.
You gotta get them well done.
Yeah, yeah.
The burger can be cooked to the customer's preference, and Bull City Burger describes the tarantula as lightly salted and oven-baked.
Hey, just tell you the burger with the tarantula on it.
Since a limited 18 zebra tarantulas are available for customers to try, interested guests are required to come to the restaurant to sign up for the tarantula raffle. So you have to enter in order to be chosen to be able to eat a hamburger with a tarantula on it.
They should round them up and put them in some sort of camp.
Yep, so they are serving that up. A randy couple were filmed having sex on a stopped train in front of stunned passengers. This was in England. The brazen pair romped in broad daylight as the train sat still at the station in Surrey. They don't seem to care who's watching as the dark-haired woman performs a sex act on the man, which you can see in a video. Passengers laugh and cheer and even commentate as they film the action. The man can be seen instructing his smiling female partner as their X-rated antics continue. A man behind the camera says, "Go on, son."
Go on, son.
Train announcer can be heard reading the time, although it's not known what the date the film was shot. The video has been shared thousands of times on WhatsApp. The Roman couple appeared to be normal commuters in a random act of passion.
I always thought they were more dignified and sat there in their smoking cars,
yeah, you would
reading
think
so. The paper and talking to the Beatles.
A suspected bank robber is behind bars in New England, and he reportedly did it to impress Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Police say the 26-year-old named Bruce Rowley told him that he has a crush on the Berks County native who has a house in Rhode Island. According to police, Rowley...
Hey, I robbed a bank for you, man!
Rowley robbed a bank, and then he drove to Swift's house and allegedly threw some of the stolen money over the fence and tried to contact her.
What's your name? I am so wet.
Oh, my God. Swift was not at home. So that must have been a member of the staff, Steve.
Exactly. So wet is the guard.
Rhode Island State Police found Rowley driving south on I-95, attempted to stop the car. Police say he refused to stop and eventually entered Connecticut.
The guy looks like pretty much, he looks like a pleasant fellow.
Troopers joined in the pursuit, and the chase ended in Connecticut after troopers used spike strips to flatten the tires of his Jeep.
Think about the mindset, though, that says, okay, Taylor Swift is going to be really impressed if I rob a bank.
Right. And he was throwing money to
her. Yeah, because she needs it.
She needs it. Police say Rowley's arrest, during the arrest, he confessed to committing the robbery. Two uniformed female corrections officers were found in the back seat of a parked car with their pants unzipped and their hands down each other's pants early Sunday morning.
Mm.
According to Colorado police, who first attempt to separating the lovebirds was ignored by the duo.
This isn't a British train.
Denver cops were alerted in to the groping pair by a passerby around 5:30 a.m. The women were in the rear of a silver Kia, which was parked next to a 7-Eleven. When a patrolman...
All the right romantic things.
Initially shined a flashlight into the car, the women did not cease making out. It was only after a second officer directed his patrol car lights in the Kia that they separated and began putting their clothes on.
Why don't I pull the Kia around and we'll take a drive over to the 7-Eleven?
By the way, they were on their way to work. Their shift began at 6 a.m. and they got busted at 5:30.
But my fingers are sore.
They were in front of everybody when they did it, apparently. It was in plain sight. All right, and then finally we'll do one more story, and then we will wrap this thing up. Let's go with... let's go with this one. Okay. This one's a little
goofy. I like the way you're reacting
to it. Well, it's goofy, and it's from where I'm from. It's in St. Louis, and I know exactly where this is. There was a pickle jar perched on a concrete wall next to a highway ramp in De Pere, Missouri. On the ramp that leads from I-270 North Manchester Road near a grocery store and a mall... There sits a quiet, mysterious jar of pickles, and when it falls or breaks or disappears, it's always replaced. And it's been there for years.
Really?
So, yes.
This pickle jar.
Yes. Barb Steen, who lives nearby, first noticed a jar in 2012, and she's been watching it ever since. She said, every day for 6 years, I brushed my teeth, I got in my car, and looked at pickles. Then seasons would change. The sun beat down, the snow piled up, construction and protest action shut down the highway, and the pickles remain, she says. Like there was some aura around it or something, protecting it. Well, about 2 years into the routine, Steen decided to spread the love. She started a Facebook group called Team Pickle. And she said, there's got to be a story behind these pickles, and inquiring minds want to know. Well,
go ahead. I think it's like pickle-fiti. You know, it's like graffiti. You know, and graffiti artists, all they want is people to see what they've done.
And notice it.
I think something cataclysmic will happen if the pickles are removed.
So at first,
more like an offering.
About 25 people joined the condiment community, and more people got on board. Attention has its downsides, though, because quite soon after the Facebook page appeared, the first pickle jar disappeared. She said it had been pretty gnarly, half evaporated with this label rubbed off. But... someone replaced the jar later on, and nobody knows who. And any time that it's gone missing, another one tends to show up in its place.
Now it's just become sort of a communal thing.
Yeah. While the particulars of the jar changes, its spirit stays the same. So it lives on.
And you know this area?
I know exactly where it is. Yeah. It's right by the West County Mall. All right. And there you go. That is what I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.